a word for you from Exodus chapter 8, verse 28. So Pharaoh said, I will let you go to sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness, only you must not go very far away. Plead for me. Well, here is a typical Pharaoh stance, typical also of the devil. Once we are starting to move away from his clutches, he also says, don't go very far. Stay within the vicinity. Don't move beyond the borders of Egypt. Otherwise, I might lose you altogether. Of course, God was not satisfied with this. There were to be other plagues that would follow. The fifth plague, and then the sixth, right till the tenth awful plague of the killing of the firstborn of Egypt. Well, God wants to show Pharaoh, as he shows us as well, we have got to go very far. We must leave the borders of Egypt. We are to leave our sinful practices behind. Sometimes people ask, well, is it faith or is it repentance? You see, the two are not in conflict with each other. The two are always together. And the Reformers, the Puritans, always said that without repentance there is no faith. Without faith there is no repentance. Because how can we come and repent of our sin if we do not have faith that He will forgive and cover our sins? And how can we have true faith if we do not turn from our sinful ways when we ask to be saved? Believer, unbeliever, whoever you are you trying to ask God for His mercies while you cling to your sins? Are you listening to the Pharaoh of this world, the God of this world, telling you, now don't go too far when you go into the wilderness to sacrifice. Stay within the borders of Egypt. Don't be too extreme. You see, that is the language that God will not accept. Very acceptable to the world, very normal for Pharaoh and for the devil, is stay within the boundaries of reason. Be moderate. Be tolerant. God is intolerant of sin, and He wants His people to leave Egypt completely. He wants to show them His great redemption, which He cannot show if you stay within Egypt.